And on this Thursday, it's time to go to the movies with Jason DeRosso. And this week, we're talking about an unsung hero of Australian film who gets a moment in the spotlight. Jason, hello there.
G'day, Fran.
Now, Gillian Armstrong has made a documentary about this man. Who was Ori Kelly?
Ori Kelly was a costume designer born in Kiama on the south coast of New South Wales, who headed to America pretty early on in life and ended up, after a brief stint in New York, ended up in Los Angeles in Hollywood, working on some of the most important films of the golden decades of Hollywood. I mean, he worked on films like Casablanca, 42nd Street, An American in Paris, The Maltese Falcon.
Wow.
He dressed people like Bette Davis, was friends with Jack Warner, the studio boss. So just a fascinating unsung hero, won 3 Academy Awards. And this documentary has a mix of sort of talking heads. We've got people like Angela Lansbury and Jane Fonda, who both worked with him, talking about him, Catherine Martin, you know, obviously Australia's probably most renowned costume designer working today, talking about his work as well. And then there's the other side of his sort of personal life that the film delves into. And there are these kind of interesting, very quirky recreations, if you could call them that, where Ori Kelly is given life by an actor looking down the lens and sort of basically giving sort of monologues based on his memoirs and filling in the gaps of the story. So it's a very sort of layered documentary from Gillian Armstrong, who remains, I think, a really interesting filmmaker from a sort of visual style point of view. But this story is just amazing. So let's hear a little bit from the trailer. It will give you a sense of just the scope of what this man did.
Ori Kelly was one of the greatest costume designers of all time.
Oh, you look simply gorgeous.
He was a master of silhouette and of color.
The man put out 285 films.
It is that adventuresome Australian spirit.
The winner is Ori Kelly.
If he was with some people on a stage, something he said, he didn't hold back.
There was an unspoken rule. You could not mess with stardom.
You know, in a finger snap, they're living together.
Paramount had a fit.
The great mystery is, with whom was it?
Yes. Who did he share his life with?
Okay, there's a love interest in story. I do note that he did costumes for Some Like It Hot. Of course, so Marilyn Monroe.
There's a really interesting insight into the way he dressed women in particular. Marilyn Monroe, Bette Davis, a particular part of her anatomy needed to be sort of tailored in a certain way.
Tamed?
Sort of underlined and sort of made to be something that it sort of wasn't, I suppose.
Okay.
I'm not very good at getting into the details of haute couture and tailoring and so forth, but the film it explains the craft really well. And there is this wonderful sort of celluloid closet intrigue to his story because he was gay and he had an ongoing relationship with a very well-known American star. I won't give it away. You could probably Google and find out who it was, but the film sort of keeps you in suspense for a little bit, and that's very intriguing. So it is also a film about attitudes towards homosexuality and so forth in, you know, around the middle of last century in Hollywood. So an interesting film all around, I think. Women He's Undressed is what it's called.
Women He's Undressed, what a great title. Sounds fantastic, I have to say. Also out this week, an Australian romantic comedy, Reuben Guthrie, written and directed by Brendan Cowell. We spoke to Jack Thompson earlier on the program, last week.
Last week, yeah.
He's the father of Reuben Guthrie in this movie. He loved it.
I guess he would. It's his job to love it. Look, this isn't my pick of the week. It is a romantic comedy in a very broad sense of the term, loosely based on a kind of memoir sort of play by Brendan Cowell. This is his first time in the director's chair. It's about a Sydney ad executive who has to give up booze for a year after his girlfriend leaves him after the sort of, you know, umpteenth time he's behaved badly. And she basically says, take a year, sober up, and then maybe I'll think about, you know, getting back together with you. It is a film, I think, that in the end pulls its punches a little bit. And I think this sort of comedy...
About drinking.
And it sort of turns its back on any possibilities of more sort of radical change in Reuben Guthrie's life. And it's a bit enamoured with... It's in love with Reuben Guthrie, I suppose, the alter ego of the director himself. in a way that I don't think feels deserved or earned within the film. He's not a particularly remarkable man.
I've only seen the shorts, and that's what struck me when I saw the shorts. Jack Thompson sort of convinced me otherwise, but the shorts show, basically, it's almost a slapstick kind of comedy. This guy's it's all hale and hearty and not too serious on the message side. Now, I know it's not meant to be serious,
it does
glamorise this.
Actually, I think it sort of glamorises the lifestyle. It is actually ultimately quite serious. I think what it's trying to say is that there is a middle way, but the film, for a large part, sort of pokes gentle fun at Alcoholics Anonymous and, you know, sort of therapy culture via one young female character in particular, I think, who is sort of a bit hard done by the script.
But the serious message is, right, that it's hard to keep up drinking because everyone around you is vested in that, yeah?
Yeah, it doesn't quite work, though, as a satire of what you might argue is Australia's most hedonistic and kind of shallow city, which is Sydney. And I think if it was pushed to be a little bit harder and harsher with the characters on screen and its main character, it could have been a lot funnier.
So that's Reuben Guthrie. Are you speaking about that on...
Speaking about that on the show, indeed. I'm going to be interviewing Gillian Armstrong and also talking to the Melbourne International Film Festival director, Michelle Carey. Very strong year for low-budget digital films from all around the world this year. She's picking a couple of her favourites from the lineup.
Okay, Jason, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jason DeRosso with The Final Cut. You can hear more on those movies from Jason with Jason tomorrow morning right here on RN at 11:30.